future.
Can you hear us, Alan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Welcome to the June meeting of the Manson School Board. Welcome to all of you. The meeting is now called to order at 6:07, please. I'd like to have a motion to approve or amend the agenda after we do the flag salute. The flag is right here. Salute and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And as you can see, I'm not President Block, I'm the perpetual Vice President right now. But is there a possibility of getting a motion from the phone or from Susie?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda as written.
Thank you. The motion's been made. Alan, did you hear that motion?
Yes, I did, and I'll second it.
Well, that's wonderful news. You can vote.
Yep.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of approving the agenda, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Wouldn't say aye, Alan.
Aye.
No worries, I'll keep you on track.
Those opposed say nay. Motion passes 3-0. There are apparently is no public comment in this evening's meeting, so we can get right to our recognitions. We have one recognition for Morgan Thornton.
Oh,
yeah, you won a scholarship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you really?
A WASBO scholarship, which will take you all the way back to National Harbor, Maryland in October 19 to 22. So congratulations.
Advanced business.
It's going to be the best
association of
businessmen. And our program review is a summer academy draft.
Yes, I couldn't get that rounded up, so I thought I'd just give you an overview of the most recent work. So this year's summer academy, we have about 60 or 65 additional students as far as number of students participating this year. This is a big word draft here because this was the most updated one I have, but what I just wanted to show you here is we have a huge variety of offerings for students and different staff that are doing different things. This was what we, this was everybody that had signed up and we were able to get kids for. Then we had to inlay that with facilities. If we needed four gyms at one time, we only have three, things like that. So that's why this is a draft. It's actually a little updated, and I apologize. I didn't have the most updated one. But you can see there's between 10 and 12 offerings each week of the program. And then we are also offering a, we used to call it a summer slump. And what are we calling the afternoon? Do you remember?
Kind of an academic summer school.
Yeah, so there are some students that have been invited to stay for lunch and then get some academic summer school just to make sure that we're keeping them up, getting closing that achievement gap, specifically around reading for both our ML and our non-ML students. So high participation, and our goals for next year are to save a little money, but the way that we're gonna do that is we're really going to integrate so that interventions are just as fun. Right, and so that we can get all interventions and those activities really woven in and make that a seamless situation. So we're excited. We're ready for this summer. Got things organized.
Okay. I guess I have kind of a related question. We're still continuing with our community lunch delivery. Is that correct? Thank you.
Yes.
Have a thumbs up on that. Perfect.
We do it at location, about how many?
Five
locations.
And they take this first week off this week, then begin next Monday.
Okay, great, thank you.
Absolutely.
We're now to the communications portion of our meeting, and board reports, graduation happened, it says.
That's you, though. You get to report on it. What'd you think?
I get to report on graduation.
No, he's accounts payable.
I'm accounts payable.
He's both.
That's my...
He's both.
You're both because you're Robin.
Graduation was a great success.
It was.
And the students were very proud of themselves for their accomplishments. And I think they have a big sight on their future. So congratulations to the secondary staff, Heather and Candy, for making their... And making their lives, and Eric, Bonnie making their lives.
Thank you for complete. Making accommodations by having the stool up there. It was a game changer for me.
And now I do get to do the accounts payable. I need to compliment our business department. We are 100% accurate, and that's I guess probably put that in your grant. That you're 100% accurate accounts payable.
You knew that. We just needed to hear it.
And I'd like to take at this point a slight deviation from the agenda and make a presentation to our Superintendent Bonnie Walker.
There's hidden objects. Well, I like the tall thing in there.
So Greg will talk a little bit about it, but we did a whole basket of things from the Chelan and Wenatchee Valleys, including the basket itself.
That smells amazing in here. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Bonnie, for all you do.
Thank you.
So in my previous life as a board chairperson, I hired Bonnie 3 years ago, and it was done via Zoom, which was not exactly the most pleasing way to hire a superintendent who's the person we work closely together with. But we were very lucky and fortunate to have Bonnie with us for the 3 years. And you know, I think at this point, after 3 years, we're just starting, Bonnie. And there was a grand chance of a lengthier superintendency, but circumstances needed change for you. So we understand that. But she guided us through the issues that are essential to a school district. Curriculum was one of the board priorities that we looked at, instruction, and she managed to get professional development up to a level where all staff had professional development that reflected the goals of the board. Her leadership was outstanding, and she has a passion for public education for each and every student. She has a vision for safety, and I know that because we got rid of the trailer. Yes. But what should be a long time reminder is the completion of the Early Childhood Learning Center. And we do need to get a plaque that has some board members on it and the superintendent when it's completed, and that could be there for in perpetuity. We have a multilingual program that's developing. That was a bit of a rough spot in 3 years, but I think it's turning out well. She navigated us through the COVID pandemic, and we came out the other side. We returned students early with a hybrid model. So with a lot of thanks from all the board members, community, we say thank you for your service and your time here.
Oh, a brown paper bag.
Ooh.
I think I know.
Eggs.
Yeah. What is it?
It's fresh eggs.
Oh.
I like fresh. And I know that you know, and Alan, you're out there, but I couldn't have done this alone. I mean, all of the things you listed off are because of this team. We've been a great unit together. All five of us have hit the table many times working through some pretty thick issues, and they've really dedicated themselves and helped me, so I appreciate that 100%.
And then going on to student reports, there is none, but do we have the results for the ASB elections for the 23-24 school year?
ASB elections?
ASB elections.
Can you do them off the top of your head?
We do, and I do not have them off the top of my
we
head.
We usually have them come in September.
That would be good enough.
How about that?
Yeah.
Dave Severson.
Oh, okay.
We usually have them come in September.
Yeah. Good thing you remembered that one. I got that one.
And they'll be visiting us, I think, in September. Okay.
Make sure we get them in here.
Next on our communication legislative report, Susie?
None.
No community reports this evening. And then we're rolling right into the superintendent report.
Absolutely. So thank you. Let me give Eric the floor a minute. He can give us a few updates.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So next week on Thursday, we do a walkthrough with our construction firm on the Early Childhood Learning Center, and we start working towards what we call our punch list. There's still going to be a few remaining items, some of which are items we added back that we've kind of taken off, and so some of those items are going to press out a little bit longer, but we'll be down to what we consider to be punch list items, I believe, starting Thursday. A few of them would be on the bigger side of punch list items, but we'll be at that point where we're identifying and making changes and fixes starting Thursday, and I think a lot of you got to spend some time and see the building during the process this last week, and saw that it's looking pretty good. There's some other pieces with that building that are coming. The playground we're still working towards, and we'll install that in August. Just a few other pieces to have that building up and ready, furniture orders and things, and are planning on doing a ribbon cutting ceremony on the back to school night, which off the top of my head is the 28th.
We haven't actually said it,
yeah,
but I
we'll
think it's that Tuesday,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Back
open
to school.
House.
20th
the first
29th.
Day of school is Thursday, so I would imagine it's the Wednesdays when we do back to school night.
I think we should do 2 days ahead.
Is it 2 days ahead?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
29, whatever that means.
Whatever Tuesday is.
So,
that's way out there.
Yeah, we will publicize that, and some point between visiting the schools and going over for the barbecue, we'll have a ribbon cutting ceremony over there and have everybody there. That was a big part of it, and get that rolling for you.
Is there a possibility of getting the aforementioned plaque?
Yep, I can do that. That's easy.
Put on the.
Yeah, we'll figure out where we want to put
yeah.
it. We'll have to figure out. It's a project it was over a long period of time, and so we'll have to get some input on, you know, who all gets added to that plaque, but we can definitely do that.
Great, thank you.
Some other facility projects as we roll into the summer. Some simple stuff, a lot of classroom moves in this building. So we're moving a bunch of furniture, doing a bunch of work here. It's quite a bit over at the secondary as well. Both of them are bringing new classrooms online. This building is bringing new classrooms online because preschool is moving out. So there's a couple new classrooms with the furniture and some repurposing of classrooms and things. And at the secondary level, the new classrooms are in the portable building that we're putting in out back that will be bringing a couple new classrooms online. We're working with the county and they're ready to set that hopefully July 5th. We're looking for a little bit of a variance up from the county of how close we can set it to a building. We've got approval from the fire departments already, but we're waiting on the county to give us that final approval. And so you'll see some action there. See some work on the field over the summer. We've still got one more section of reseeding to do. You guys remember we brought out the main groundskeeper from Gamble Sand, and we did in November, we sanded over the whole field like you would a fairway. We included in that sand was seed. So the goal was leveling out some of the clumpiness that had occurred. And then football will be off at starting tomorrow. After tomorrow, we will fence it off, and it'll be in a growing season for the summer, trying to kind of build some depth and set back to that grass.
In my walking,
yeah.
I'm walking the track.
Yeah.
The crabgrass is actually growing underneath the track and starting to bubble to size.
We'll check it. Our grounds people normally look at that, but I'll have to make sure they check it. Yeah. And we actually have to spray the track itself multiple times a year because little seeds fall in and they'll actually start growing grass right out of the track. So some we're pretty used to, but we'll get on that. Some other small things, we still got quite a bit of garbage removal to do over at the other building, so we're waiting on them to dump the current dumpster, and then we've got one more full load at least to take out of there. Walking around the buildings, looks like we did a pretty good job last year. There's not near as much stuff to get rid of following this year out of our classroom, which is good. And so those are kind of the main projects as we're going. Some things, other things you'll see, we're going to keep the storage unit in front of the district office until the preschool furniture is ready to move into the building, so we're going to use it. We're going to empty the preschool building now over into that storage unit, so that way we can begin to do the other moves that blocks. And then once we're ready to go into that building with the furniture, then that storage unit will go away. So.
How about the extra building that we have? You're going down totem pole past the high school.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff, junk.
Yeah, so that's part of the junk. So we've got the big dumpster out there right now. That's the big construction dumpster. It's full. So we're waiting on that to get thrown out, and then we'll do one more full load of some of the stuff out there. But some of the stuff in that building does stay. There's things over there that aren't surplus that are reused or we keep in case somebody needs some. But the stuff you see outside is stuff that's meant to go in the dumpster.
Okay.
And then we'll pull anything that was surplus here over there until the point we have a surplus sale. But based on what I've seen so far out in the buildings, I don't think we have enough to run a sale this coming summer. I think it'll be next summer when we do that, so we just store that in the building.
We had a huge technology pickup, which was a big, sizable move. We had a lot of backed up technology that just hadn't been, we have to get rid of that
like
in a different way.
Technology.
Already had been surplus, gone through all of that, and it's just harder to throw it away.
So with technology, we can throw away the screens or recycle the screens, but the actual bases of the computer, the hard drives, need to be drilled out or taken to a company that destroys them because they could have data on them. So a little bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm. A big chunk of those were taken care of, almost all of them. So that's exciting for space.
Is that?
And as we were talking this morning, Eric, you were telling me about the team camps with the sports activities.
Would you like an update on
those?
Yes, please. Okay, so football is on the way back, or is back from Central Washington University. They went over the weekend to a team camp down there, and then they play the scholarship games, the scrimmage in Chelan. They play that Thursday this week.
Who has
in Chelan on Thursday, and then that kind of football's kind of done after that. Girls basketball is currently at El Waco over on the coast at a basketball tournament, and then it's got a few other camps and games, not camps, but like kind of one-off games and tournaments throughout the summer. Volleyball's stuff is at the end. They go to camp at Eastern towards the end of July, taking about 30 girls to that. Boys basketball is going to Gonzaga next week, the 30th of June, 1st and 2nd of July. Wrestling did an individual one-day camp over in Idaho on Saturday.
Do we pay for all that?
Kids do. So we do try to raise some money, and programs raise money, but it does not come out of the school's budget at all. And nor do our coaches get paid extra for it. And so a lot of schools, sports that normally have summer programs, football, basketball, volleyball, there's coaches are on a separate tier, and at our school we've raised all of our coaches up to that tier just because we like the quality of it. And so these coaches are doing this on their own time and energy. They're helping raise money. So football ran a big lift-a-thon to raise money. They raised about $6,000 lifting weights to go. Volleyball is selling raffle tickets. Three of our programs park cars at the casino during the summer during their concerts to raise money. And so there's quite a bit of active fundraising that goes on for the programs that are involved. So, yeah. How's that?
Good.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. So what you're going to see now is a very small calendar, which is basically my way of saying, enjoy the month. Enjoy the sunshine. I'm sure that you guys will be back at it in August, full bore. But you're welcome to stop by and see summer school in action if you'd like to. You can probably at that point in time, you'll have to reach out to Tabitha, but I'm sure she can help you if you guys want to come and see some of the fun things that they do. It's in the bulk of it's in the mornings, but it might be fun to stop by and see some of the interventions. And then our school board meeting. So, take some time off, enjoy yourself. Joyous. Nice and in. Okay, and then preschool enrollment. Just an update, our enrollment is right where it tends to be every year. We're sitting are we just over 30? Are we like 30? Or are we in the 20s? I can't remember.
Just almost to 30.
We're almost at 30, which we always have more kiddos coming in the fall, a handful of them. So I think that still is going to keep us at two classrooms. We always toggle between two and three. And so Jen Kelly, she is our lead, she's our program coordinator. So she works to make sure that kiddos are identified. The more students that we can identify for services, the more spots we can open up. But I believe at this time, we have been able to make spots for everyone who's asked. We don't have anybody on a wait list because of eligibility reasons. So that should bode well for those incoming classes. Still sitting, seems to be running around the mid-40s.
Yep.
About where we're sitting with our class sizes. So good long-term there.
Is there an ending date for enrollment for preschool?
Not really.
No.
I mean, they've tried to be, but all summer the kids are enrolling.
So we're going to leave the banner up down the bus.
That's a good question. I was going to maybe bring it up and put it on the fence line, maybe. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, if we move it up closer.
Move it up on the fence line is what I thought. We used to do that a lot.
Yeah, but so once the office is closed, then they can pick up applications at the district office. And sometimes the preschool coordinator will come meet with them in the center, but a lot of times that stuff waits until offices open back up in mid-August, when those families that have waited to enroll in preschool or kindergarten, when they get to really get into the system.
So we'll take it out.
One other thing that just reminded me is the district office. We do have employees that do work year-round, but we will close it to the public on Fridays. This really, if the year-round staff isn't busy, they can try to use a little bit of their vacation, but they're also welcome to be working during that time. It's not mandatory that they don't be there, but we will close it to the public so that it's open Monday through Thursday. It's pretty slow during the summer, and Fridays is almost non-existent for us really having a lot of things going on. So it's something we started last year or the year before, and it's been a nice way to allow them to use some of that vacation. Just use them all year long. And just one more quick thing, it is not on the list, but I did want to bring up, there was a few questions. We had our sixth graders had an amazing trip to Holden overall, but with new ownership and new ideas and things, there were a few things we weren't expecting to be there. The administration did a great job of addressing that the people
it's
that came, the coordinator, director up at Holden. We have received an email back addressing those concerns, and then as they move forward as a team, they are just looking at what our options are and deciding if that's something that they want to continue, or they're kind of talking maybe about getting a little creative and doing something up at Stehekin, because we have a lot of access to some spaces up there that we could do that camp at, bring in other resources to provide the same experience, but maybe with something that we have a little bit more
control
over, like what is the curriculum, how is those things going to be. So
we can vet those people.
Correct. And I mean, you just need to know that overall those sixth graders had an absolutely amazing time. So that's the bottom line. We just want those kids to be happy and engaged, and that is what it was like up there. So I don't have them here talking. I probably should have invited them, but it is summer, so we'll let them off the hook this time. Do you think that covers it pretty well? Heather's been helping with that and making sure that we got all that organized. But I think that we're going in the right direction, and we're excited about that work.
So communications are officially done for our meeting, which means if you'd like to leave, you're certainly welcome to do that. Or if you'd like to stay and listen to us banter about policies, very briefly this afternoon, this evening, you're welcome to do that also.
I don't want to hear
what?
Answers.
You guys are taking off?
I'm going to.
Half hour, sure. That was good.
Right. Yeah. You're going to go get that banner, right?
I'll probably
have
to rock that
way
and close it.
Did you see my present I put in the office?
He's been in the office.
Oh, he's been in there? I saw your truck over there.
Oh, yeah, that office? Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
I brought the shelf in the morning.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is there a snake in there or something?
There you go. Yeah, thanks for
coming.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to see you.
Good night.
Thanks.
All right, we're on the consent agenda. Is there a move, our motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
A second.
I would like to briefly, is there a discussion for myself? I'd like to briefly take off item E and discuss it and put it back on the consent agenda immediately.
We need to.
You know, I don't
even
need to take it.
I don't think you need to take it off.
If you don't
I'd like to discuss item E then.
Okay.
I'm very impressed that Diana Willoughby is becoming part of our team.
Yes.
And the reason I'm impressed by that is she took advantage of an Eastern Washington University opportunity to become certified. And oftentimes, as we look into the future, there are people who are doing the same thing, and trying to find them jobs in the school district is going to be a challenge. And she's the first, and she is the first to be hired as a certificated teacher. So congratulations
to the
program that we have established, and to Diana for taking advantage of that.
How long did that take her?
She actually did it pretty fast.
Yeah,
this year.
Did she go 2 years or
I think she had a lot of her undergrad credits, and then she got that grant, and then has been going to Moses Lake all she's been in class in Wenatchee and Moses Lake all year.
Wow.
Yeah, did she already have an undergrad degree?
I think she had a 2 year.
Okay. Okay.
Might have been more, I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
So she currently has her her endorsement is elementary education, so that's K-6. Mm-hmm. And she is being hired, what we would call in a conditional certificate, but she already has all the funding in place, and she's getting her special ed credentials, so that will be done. The program itself requires that you have something before the special ed endorsement, so she's got that completed, which puts her in the classroom, and then she'll do that and learn along the way.
And she worked the whole time too.
Yeah. I know. I would see her.
Yeah.
She's going to go to class and be like, so I tried.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so cool that she gets to have that experience and the endorsement going at the same time.
Thanks for discussing that.
For calling it out.
So there was a motion to approve the consent agenda that was seconded. Mm-hmm. Is there discussion on motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of approving the consent agenda signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Let it be recorded that it was a 3-0 vote. And we have
none,
and we're down to item 12, governance policy review. Can you bring I know that's a lot of nones, and then we have that to look at. Is there, in a review, we have open discussion of linkage 2B, superintendent board, superintendent linkage. So in 3, is there a need to say something about our Washington standards-based superintendent evaluation policy that we're trying to exercise this year that's not going to...
You know, it doesn't call out monitoring reports, so I think that that's in that separate.
Yeah,
we have a different one.
Yeah, we do have one that actually has both of these pieces in it.
Depend.
I would say yes if you called out monitoring reports, but it's just saying what you're looking at.
So we would be looking at both.
Yeah, that is definitely specified in a different
the very last one.
Yes, and it's even got the grid in there now.
Yeah.
And, some pieces of how to do the evaluations.
Okay.
Feeling 2D in my brain, but it might be a different
one. I should have done that to you also earlier.
Oh, yes. Left that behind.
Sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Do you get to take your little board too? Do
you have to leave
it? Oh, no.
The next person, you need to put Tabitha's name on it.
I can get a new one, though, too. Oh, it's up to you. If you want
to
leave it, I'll get a new plate. And that's from the board, admin, and DO.
Exactly.
That will fit.
Is there additional review of BSL?
It smells so
mm-hmm.
good.
I can smell it from here.
Let us consider it reviewed.
Okay. So no changes?
Our board norms.
Oh, man.
And
well, look at you already added that. Nice.
Well, is this the right one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need to just go back because it was up from last time.
Yes. No.
There should be another one here. Hold on. New presentation right there.
All right, I'll read out loud the letters for numbers for you once we get it.
I have to go to present, don't I?
Minty.com. It's just Minty. Way at the top, join at Minty.com.
3999.
Okay, and you're going to read some.
Yep, ready? 3. 999.
That's 39.
Yep, 8465.
Okay.
Are you busy? You have more than one thing you're trying to
do. Do I space it? I space bar, right? Okay, I must go enter.
I've been kind of silent on the board updates, and I really apologize. I'm spinning.
Bonnie, it won't go to the next one.
Use your arrow to the right, down at the bottom right-hand corner of you.
Interesting.
Sometimes it can be finicky.
Yeah.
Well, I trashed that one also, so you're not the only one.
Sorry, it's all the same. There you go.
Thank you so much.
And at 6:39 p.m.,
yeah, like,
meeting's adjourned.
All righty.
I am going to sleep with this tonight because, boy, I tell you, my neck hurts.
I didn't want to interrupt from the phone. That also called out the fact that I wasn't here present. But, Greg, when you were talking about Bonnie, I thought, you know, Bonnie, one of the things I've appreciated in the time I've attended these meetings is you have a knack for positivity. And just there's an energy and a positivity, and I know that there's always a winner on everything, but that never comes across, you never come across as not wanting to try to find a resolution. And it's been a pleasure. You will
do
well. You will do well until you decide to retire, and then probably even enjoy retirement.
Chosen the most amazing careers. Education is where it's at, and I believe that wholeheartedly. So it's hard to not be happy about that. In my heart, I just absolutely adore this work. So.
It shows. It shows.
So on your calendar.
Oh, that's right.
For the 27th, we have a swearing in.
So can you make that 6 p.m.?
Yeah,
that's Tuesday, right?
All of them. What are we going to
do? I can do it remotely, but I will actually be out of town. So I can do it remotely. You know. I could do it prior to that, but I'm going to be in the morning. It's like 3 in the morning. So.
And then are you going again for a while?
Yeah,
that would be that'll miss too. And Susie's out that whole week also. Yeah, I was going to bring Susie. You know what? I can bring you both in on the same Zoom session. You'll just get two screens instead of one
that evening.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you guys can just find a place with good reception, I'll just set you on the.
I'll find a Starbucks.
I mean,
because I'll be driving.
And it is
okay. Unless it's at night. No, at night I'll be there.
6 p.m.
And I have internet at the place I'm at.
Okay, so Aurora and Greg and Robin.
Yeah.
I'll call Aurora, see if she didn't respond, and I said, let me know if you can't make it, but I always want to confirm for sure. But maybe you could help us with that.
There's
Mr. Neff.
Yes. Please. Is this the fastest one on record?
No.
It's pretty darn close.
Wow.
Well, actually, we didn't start at 6. It was 6:05.
That's right.
So you can
know what's in here.
No, I don't know what's in there.
Yummy Creekside Soap Company. So can I just confirm, can wrap my mind around it? The 27th, we will have a meeting. I'll be via Zoom.
I'm gonna send you the
contract.
It's to swear in the new superintendent, so she gets an oath of office.
Oh, so we won't do that on the 30th. I thought there was something on the 30th happening too.
If you're doing something on the 30th,
no, we're not.
That's Friday night.
Okay,
we're not doing this.
Because the 30th is a Sunday, isn't it?
Yes.
The 30th is a Friday. You know, we're not doing it.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm that I only had to make sure I had put in an X. I don't think I'll have it up for my stepson's back in place.
Yes, I think it's just on the 20, did we land on the 27th for that, right?
We're gonna do the 27th. We'll do the 27th, and I believe that Tabitha will be here, her husband will be here. And we'll just make sure we do that.
The Zoom's okay though? Good.
Ask Bonnie. Janice won't be there.
I'm in charge.
Janice is gonna be on vacation.
I'm the clerk and secretary.
I'm so sorry.
The summer months end up being challenging with everybody going everywhere.
And it's, and some of the extra things that we needed to do, and we didn't feel real comfortable putting it on this quick for me.
Because we're not sure we'd be at this point.
Right.
I didn't wanna.
I'm just leaving this the way it is.
It'll be fine. Heidi will be.
Yeah.
You can leave the flag here, I think.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
Tell everybody, because I think I can do it without crying. My family bought a marker for the highway down in Oregon to say in memory of Marty Fox. And I just got a call today from Jefferson County that the first police report finally got filed. And the second one should be coming in the next couple weeks. And they were saying they couldn't do the memorial marker till the police report was in.
That's
so. And his the 1 year anniversary is the 28th. So it's all kind of finishing.
Yeah.
And I'm doing
some
much
closure.
Better
emotionally. Not that you
I
ever have
makeup
that,
a second time today. It's been a
while.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Whirlwind of emotion today.
Nancy and Sellers?
So are you going there?
No, I'm
going to
go down the seaside.
It says man.
Triple S.
Yes.
It certainly does. I have no idea.
But it is.
The last 3 years.